Havana Heat by Daryl Brock. Copyright 2000 by Daryl Brock. This unabridged recording of the reading of Havana Heat was published by arrangement with Sebastian Literary Agency and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Tom Parker. This book is 304 pages long. Havana Heat by Daryl Brock. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. A former star hurler for John McGraw's Brawling Giants, Luther Dummy Taylor was also one of the Major League's first deaf players. After a strong season in the bushes in 1911, Taylor comes to believe that he has one last shot at returning to his old team. He works his 36-year-old arm into shape by pitching to his brother in the evenings, and after wrestling with the decision to leave his wife to pursue his dream, becomes determined to hunt down McGraw and ask for another chance. Allowed to accompany the Giants on a barnstorming trip to Cuba, Taylor gets far more than he bargained for as he faces the renowned Havana teams and a profound challenge thrust upon him by a deaf Cuban youngster. During quieter moments in the trip's turbulent course, Taylor takes a long look at his career, his marriage, and his life. As he meets unexpected trials on the island, Taylor gains insight about what he has left to offer the world, besides his pitching arm. Daryl Brock authored the highly acclaimed novel If I Never Get Back, as well as articles on Mark Twain, baseball, and other subjects in numerous publications.